This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 25th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Goals, Duplication. This group processing session is 31 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And this is February the 25th, 1954. We're interested right now in resolving goals and duplication with an eye to enhancing perception. Okay? Let's look around you. Now let's be well up over Phoenix or the city. And look around you again. And see if you can find some things that are not obstacles to your goals. Check over some things. Get some things that definitely are not obstacles to your goals. All right, let's check over some spaces that are not acting as obstacles. Let's find some. Now let's check over some things that are duplicating your ideas. Some things that are duplicating your ideas. Find one for sure, something that is duplicating your ideas, and then some more that are duplicating your ideas. Now let's find some things whose ideas you are not duplicating. That would, of course, be life forms or obstacles. It doesn't matter. Some ideas, some sources of ideas you are not duplicating. Whole list of them. And now let's find some things which are duplicating your ideas. Now let's find some exterior ideas that you are not duplicating. Now let's find some beingnesses which are not duplicating the ideas of some other specific beingness. father not duplicating mother's ideas and so forth. Now let's find some forms, spaces, energies, something in the physical universe, which is not at this moment bluntly refusing to duplicate your ideas. Okay, now let's find some communications you could receive that you could duplicate or wouldn't mind duplicating. Now, some communications you could give that somebody else wouldn't mind duplicating. And now let's check around. We have above the city. Check around and find out if there is anything around which is immediately acting as an obstacle to your goals. Now let's find if there's anything around that is safe to look at. Now let's find out if there's anything around that is demanding that you appear or become visible. Now, is there anything around that you are trying to become invisible because of? Something there you're trying to withdraw and become invisible because of. Now, is there anything around the attention of which you're trying to escape? Now, is there anything around that you wouldn't mind if it became more visible? Let's check over and find some things that could become even more brilliantly visible without an objection from you. Okay, now let's check over some things that wouldn't mind it if you changed your mind. What things, people, are there around who wouldn't object if you changed your mind? Okay, now what isn't bluntly refusing to duplicate your ideas? And what things wouldn't you mind duplicating as an idea? Now let's look around and see if there are a couple of things where there isn't a duplication conflict. One thing not fighting to keep from duplicating something else. Now let's see if you know anything or can think of anything that isn't madly insisting that its ideas be duplicated by one and all and everything. Something that isn't insisting that it be duplicated. Okay, now let's check off some places where you're not. Let's find a couple of messed objects and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go. And throw up a black speck in front of you that won't duplicate you. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. Black specks that won't duplicate you. Okay, throw them away. Now let's throw up some black specks that you won't duplicate. One, and then another, and then another, and then another. Black specks that you won't duplicate. The motto of this is, who wants to be a cinder? Now let's throw up some masses of blackness that won't duplicate you. And now a series of masses of blacknesses that you won't duplicate. Now do something with those. Throw up some white specks that refuse to duplicate you. And now some white specks that you refuse to duplicate. And now let's throw those aside, put them in yesterday, do something with them. And let's pull up some cinders that refuse to duplicate you. Like furnace clinkers and things like that. Big burned out masses that just refuse to duplicate you. And now let's throw up some that you refuse to duplicate. Now let's do something with those, and let's put some vacuums up, one after the other, some vacuum areas that you refuse to duplicate. Okay, now throw up some more vacuum areas that refuse to duplicate you. Okay, I'll throw those aside or do something with them. And let's get some ideas now that you didn't have any difficulty making people duplicate. You know, let's eat. And let's check over some ideas other people can get that you wouldn't necessarily refuse to duplicate. Now let's mock up a large ring of beings around you, all of which are very happy to duplicate you. And let's do that again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Okay, now let's just mock up fictitious beings. Just mock up beings that you're very happy to duplicate, one after the other. Just put one there and say you're happy to. Put another one there. Okay. Now mock up your body several times, just arbitrarily, happy to duplicate you as a Thetan. Just mock up your body several times, happy to duplicate you as a Thetan. Now, just for variety, mock up yourself as a Thetan several times, happy to duplicate the body, just arbitrarily. Just do it positively. And mock up the body several times now, happy to duplicate you with Thetan. Now mock up mobs of other bodies, happy to duplicate you with Thetan. And now, mobs of other bodies that you, a Thetan, are happy to duplicate. Just mobs of them. Okay. Let's throw all that away and let's check over the environment and find some places where you're not. Now let's mock up Scientology in an acceptable form. Change it around till it snaps in. And then do it again and again and again and again and again. Log it up some more. You might have to deteriorate it or improve it. Okay, throw it away. Now let's mock up Scientology duplicating you. Do it a lot of times. And you duplicating it a lot of times. And it duplicating you. Which is what it does. And you duplicating it. And it duplicating you. And you duplicating it. Okay. Now mock up the symbol which most closely approximates you. And then mock it up several times as that which is duplicating you and that which you're duplicating. Okay, find a couple of pieces of mess and hold on and don't think. Let go and look around the environment and find several obstacles which are not interposing themselves between you and your goals. Which aren't standing straight in your road. Now let's get one goal that isn't at this moment being opposed. Get it for sure now. Find the two back corners of the room. Hold on. Let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.